Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Hector, calling you from Opinion Research. This is a private market research firm, and we are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaigns. This evening, we want to do a little short public opinion survey to you. And, well, this is not going to take too much of your time. Does anyone in your home actually work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, or any advertising agency, media organization?
No.
Nobody? Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for letting me know that, ma'am. Thank you so much. And, well, in this case, let me ask you, as you are aware, in very few, in this case, actually very few people vote in these coming elections. So let me ask you, in this coming election, so are you going to vote? You're not going to vote?
I am going to vote.
You're definitely going to vote?
Definitely.
Awesome. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And what is your age? Between 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much for that. And, well, generally speaking, would you say that things in Florida are getting in the right direction or it's getting in the wrong direction?
Repeat the question, please.
My pleasure. So, here in Florida, do you think that the things is going in the right direction or it's going on the wrong track?
Things? Are you talking about the United States of America?
That's right, in Florida.
In Florida.
Yeah.
I think things are going...
in good direction or wrong direction?
Mostly in the right direction.
Mostly on the right direction? Okay.
Mostly.
Mostly. Okay, perfect. And from the following, in this case, I'm going to tell you a couple of a choice, and you tell me in this case which one do you is the well in this case is the most important to you. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. So the first one is cultural issues like standing up against the woke policies, and the second one is moral issue like aborting, and the third one is political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump. And the other one is constitutional issues like guns, right, and Second Amendment. The other one is public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration. The other one is economic issues like taxes and government spendings. What is the most important to you in this case? What is the most important issue?
I think the most important issue is the Constitution.
Constitution?
Constitutional issues.
Okay. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And in this case, I'm going to give you right now a couple of names of public people. And, well, in this case, let me know, if you're in favor or if you're not in favor of these people, okay?
Okay.
The first one is Anthony Sabatini.
In favor.
Favor?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And the second person is going to be Addie Owens.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know? Okay, perfect. Not a problem. David Jordan?
I think he's running for something in my county. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not positive who he is.
Okay, not a problem. Not a problem. Thank you so much. And Nan Cobb?
Who?
Nan
Cobb.
Yeah, Nan Cobb.
Nan Cobb. Yeah, I know who she is. I guess, okay.
Okay.
I don't know enough about her.
Okay, perfect. Not a problem. And Mark Jordan?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know him. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And the other one in this case is Ron DeSantis?
Yes. In favor.
In favor? Thank you.
Yes.
Keith Farner?
Who?
Keith Farner.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know him. Perfect.
No.
Thank you so much. And the other one is Mike Levin?
Yes, in favor.
Donald Trump?
Yes, in favor.
In favor.
Although I think it's a poor choice, but certainly better than the other choice.
Okay, so do you think very, very agree with Donald Trump or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat, okay, perfect. And Kerry Baker?
He's been around a long time. Probably okay.
Probably okay. Awesome. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And well, perfect. Excellent. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on this Tuesday, well, in this case, for which candidate do you think that you're going to vote? Mike Levin, and Nan Kopp, A.D. Owen, Keith Farner, or you're in the side?
I haven't decided.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And just give me 1 second. And well, in this case, and will you say that you're going to definitely vote for Keith Farner, or probably you're going to vote for him?
Who?
Keith Farner.
I don't even know who he is.
Okay, perfect. And in this case, let me ask you this other question. And from the list of the candidates, who do you think, well, for which of these Republican, well, actually is going to be your primary election, your first choice in Florida State, Mike Levin, Nan Kopp, or A.D. Owens?
I don't know. Undecided.
Undecided. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And well, in this case, doing the compare from 4 years ago, in this case, where do you think that is the economic situation right now in Florida? Is getting better? Is getting worse? Is not changed nothing, or you don't have an idea?
It has gotten much worse in the last 4 years.
Just
go to the grocery store or the gas station.
Okay, perfect. And well, in this case, In general opinion, which in this case of this option is the best for you, or which of this option do you prefer in this case? So, when the Republican and Democrat comes together, actually there is at least a gridlock, and more gets done of the average person. So we need more be partial in the government. Or do you think that the partialship can be a bad thing?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Let me ask you once again the question. So remember that the partialship is a good thing. When the Republicans and Democrats come together, actually there is less gridlock and more gets done on the average person. So we need more the partialship in the government, or for you, be partial people can be bad thing.
But you're mispronouncing that word. It's bipartisan, not B. Bi.
Bipartisan.
That's why I didn't understand the question. But bipartisanship is absolutely necessary.
Okay,
Nothing gets done. Nothing gets done if it's not agreed to.
Okay.
One side is trying to hurt the other.
Oh, okay, okay. Let me put that information here, and thank you so much for listening.
And it's bipartisan, not bipartisan.
Oh, bipartisan.
That's why. That's
oh,
bi.
Okay.
Like B, like BYE, to buy something at the grocery store. Bi.
Oh, okay, okay. Bi. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And in this case, let me ask you this. So which of the following is, well, in this case, more close to you, in this case, talking about the president? Do you think that you're going to vote for Joe Biden, or do you think that you're going to vote for Donald Trump?
I wouldn't vote for Joe Biden if they split my throat.
Okay.
I'm voting for Donald Trump. Not because I think he's wonderful. But he's the better of, he's the lesser of two evils. Not
Okay, okay, understood. Thank you so much for letting me know that. Perfect, perfect. And well, in this case, I'm going to tell you a couple of things in this case that this person is already saying right now for this election. And you tell me if you like or dislike, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. So the first one is a candidate who had a lien placed on their home. Actually, well, let me read it on a different way, okay? Just give me 1 second. Okay, perfect. So a candidate who support terms limit for members of Congress. So do you much more likely?
Yes.
Or, yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And well, in this case, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
That's a good thing. Yes.
Good thing. Perfect. And the other one is a candidate who has criticizing Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant?
Well, sometimes he does. So.
Oh, really? Okay. No.
Don't we all at times?
Okay. Oh, not a problem. Thank you so much for letting me know that. Thank you so much. And well, in this case, the other one is a candidate who has served on the, just give me 1 second, the system is loading. I don't know what happened with the question. Sorry about that, ma'am. Perfect. So, okay, a candidate who has served on the UC City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running. So, is you much more likely or much less likely?
Neutral.
Neutral? Okay.
In the middle.
In the middle?
Yeah, neutral.
Perfect. And the other one in this case is a candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for the Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Donald Trump in the primary?
No. I'm always leery of people that switch. Although we could,
okay,
we all change our minds at times.
Yeah, sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. And well, in this case, a candidate who support increase property taxes by billions of dollars?
Say that one again.
A candidate who support increase property taxes by millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to have my property tax reduced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And, perfect. And, well, in this case, a candidate who is a 35 years resident of Lake County and is a lifelong and he's a lifelong Republican?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much for letting me know that. So in this case, you will know, now I'm going to ask you other things. This is actually really short. Just let me ask you this question in this case. If you were in the label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, or in this case, let me put you on a different way, okay? Well, in this case, so based on the, on right now, so you, on the, talking about the, just give me one second. Talking about policy in this case, so do you think that you're very liberal, or in this case in the middle, or in this case you're very
I'm to the right of center. So right. I'm to the right of center. So I am somewhat liberal, but very much a conservative. I'm a liberal conservative. How about that?
Okay, somewhat. So we can say somewhat conservative.
Somewhat,
right?
Conservative, yes.
Okay, understood in this case. And what is the last grade in this case for of your formal education you have complete? What is the last grade of formal education that you have complete? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college degree, college graduated, or post-grade degree?
College graduate.
College graduate. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Thank you so much. And well, in this case, do you consider yourself as a pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of aborting?
I'm pro-choice.
Pro-choice. Okay.
That's my liberal side.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Perfect. So in this case, that's everything, and thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate that, okay?
You're welcome.
Hope you have a nice day.
Thank you. You have a good day, too. And don't forget, it's bipartisan.
Bipartisan. Thank you for that. Yes. I really appreciate that.
Okay. Otherwise, no one else will understand you either. Thank you.
No, thank you, okay?